previously on Corporate Homie.
Mr. Daryl Cobbins is our first guest. Can we get a whoop whoop?
Maybe 5 or 6 years into my commercial real estate career, I was helping people make multi-million dollar business decisions.
I don't think I've ever had a deal that had a black broker.
I'm a member of the 100 Black Men of Memphis, and our motto is what they see is what they'll be.
I read an article that said you struggle with procrastination.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
how to finish the decade strong.
This is important. This is so important, right? It's a bar fight. Get in there and hit somebody.
If you haven't changed your toothbrush in 2019, change your toothbrush.
What's up, homies? Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Welcome back.
Woo woo.
It is officially the last week of July in the year of our Lord 2019, also known as your wedding week. Happy wedding week. We need some wedding bells. So, but more important than your wedding, although there's nothing really more important than your wedding, we're going to talk about today how to finish the end of this year, but more importantly, the end of this decade. This is the last, couple of months of the decade. We're going to start a new decade in 2020. And so we want to make sure you're looking right in 2020, pun intended.
Looking right, feeling right, doing right.
Looking right, 2020 vision, get it?
Oh, gosh. I see the corny level.
Looking
is
right.
Is up high.
Right. Yeah.
The corny, so these the cornball meter is high.
Yeah. Or the vision.
The vision. Just can't let it be.
I'm here all week. Okay, so... just want to give some tips about how to finish the decade strong. It's not too late to meet the goals that you set for yourself. Maybe you're like us. You have a 25th anniversary coming up in the
sorority incorporated. Come on, Select.
Maybe you have a milestone birthday. Maybe you have something you want to accomplish at work. It's a work anniversary. If it's not, just things that you told yourself you were going to get done, it's not too late to meet your 2019
goals. You know what I love about
goals.
This is, when we first started talking, throwing this around as a topic, is I don't know that I've ever done this, that I've ever thought about like the decade is about to end. Obviously we're good at, okay, it's the third quarter, or the second half of the year, but I don't know that I've ever really sat and thought about it. Even when the year started, that okay, I've got goals for the year, but that we're ending a decade. So I love this and it made me think. Well, if I hadn't thought about it, there's probably other homies that hadn't thought about it in that way. So hopefully you guys will find this. If nothing else, now that you're listening to this, you're thinking, gosh, we are about to finish a decade, right?
How can I do it?
Yeah.
Right. So let's jump into it. My first tip in finishing the decade strong is, if you haven't done so already, create a morning routine.
I like that. Yeah.
I believe that productivity starts with how you start the day. And so you need to have sort of for your everyday business day, your everyday work day, how you start the morning. So for me, that looks like, I would say the one thing you should not have as the first thing you do in the morning
is check your phone. Yeah.
Do not check your phone. But for me, I get up, I say a prayer. I mean, a quick one. I'm not talking about my in-depth time with Jesus, but just a prayer of like, thank you, Lord, for waking me up, getting me together. And then I try to exercise. I like to come home, eat breakfast, then have a little bit of real quiet time, and then I'm out the door. So that's my morning routine. On my way to the gym, I listen to scripture. On the way home from the gym, I listen to the news of the day. My favorite place to get the news of the day is I like NPR's Up First, and I like the New York Times, the Daily. They're both
podcasts.
Yeah,
I like Fresh Air on NPR, and also I also listen to the Daily. I love this tip because this is something that you can start tomorrow. Right, and so
all of these are tips that you can start tomorrow.
And so my first tip is just a slight.
Wait. Do you have a morning routine?
It's very similar to yours. I get up. I say a quick prayer. And of course, we're talking about our best days, right? You know, I'm at the gym. When I get back from the gym, that's when I do my daily word. In the car. On the way to work, I typically listen to my news. That's when I listen to my news. So a little bit different than you. And I either listen to the actual news on satellite radio, MSNBC, or I listen to the Daily. Right? It's pretty much.
Okay.
I like Morning Joe. I also like to have Morning Joe playing while I'm getting dressed in the house. So,
and so that's how the podcasts are for me, because it's two, and I try to listen to both Up First, and it usually takes me the drive home and then the shower. I have it on in the shower, all of that. I guess the last thing I should put that I didn't mention is I always, if I haven't done it the night before, I map out the day. So the first thing I do when I get in the office before I start the day is I write my task list for that day, and then take what I'm trying to get done for that day and put it in slots on my calendar.
Right.
And now I'm ready to actually start.
So I actually try to do that the day before because I want to make sure that I don't have a 7 a.m. meeting. And then because as we've mentioned on so many different podcast episodes, we're not big sleepers. So I have to look at my day the night before so I can make myself get in bed at a proper time. And then what I'm trying to get better about is looking at a couple of days ahead of time, because that's what keeps me from breaking my gym routine. Because what will happen is I will think, oh, I can go to the gym. If I don't look at it that morning when I wake up, I may say to myself, oh, I'm not going to the gym today. I'm going to go this evening. And then I forget I have something to do this evening. And then I got a 7 a.m. breakfast the next morning. And then I look up, I missed 2 days. Right. So I'm starting to look more days in advance. So I love that. My first tip or second tip of the podcast is believe that you are almost there to whatever goals you are, so you can do something small every day to get there. So there's a psychological thing. It's like running a race, right? It's a reason why you can push yourself for the last 10 meters of a race, then the middle 50, right? Because you're almost there. So if you can tell yourself, like, okay, if it's weight loss, like, okay, I'm not almost there, but I lost weight last week. So we're just going to keep doing a little incremental thing. So believe that whatever your big goals are, that you're getting closer there.
You're making
progress.
Right, that you're moving forward. I like that. So try to always be thinking about the progress you're making towards the goal.
And so for example, if you did get a workout but you didn't eat right, you say, well, okay, I did do something toward that goal today. Or I had a gallon of water, or whatever. So don't always look at what you didn't get done. Believe that you're getting closer to where you are.
Better than yesterday.
That part, yeah.
Okay, I like that. And I struggle with that. So that's something I'm going to try to implement for my finish the decade. I tend to focus on what I haven't gotten done. So I'm going to take that tip and try to come back and be better. Just focus on the better than yesterday. I love that. Okay, my next tip is create an evening routine.
Blocking and
I don't have one. Exactly. Right, and I don't have one. So I really wrote this for myself because I find that people who are very highly successful and very productive, they know just their structure. And just like I'm very structured in the morning, they are equally structured in the evening. So they know I'm trying to be in bed by this time. At this time, I'm going to start
winding down.
You know, I think like we say that, and I think we've talked about this in other podcasts, right? And I've been working on this since when we talked about the self-care and getting sleep, and it's really been better for me. When you start thinking, now I have a thing on my phone that says it's time to wind down for the night. And so that's when you say, like, okay, let's wash our face, let's twist our hair up, put our bonnet on, get our pajamas on, stop checking social media, stop checking the phone, so that you can settle yourself and get ready for bed.
I'm gonna
And for other people, that might be, that's when they pack the lunches for their kids. They lay out clothes, whatever your routine that's going to help you the next day move forward.
So I love that. I don't have an evening routine at all. And it shows in the mornings, right? And if I could just get back into doing what we were required to do as children. So, you know, we were not allowed to iron in the mornings. So we would literally sneak an iron in the bathroom. And when you're trying to find an iron between three kids that's not supposed to be ironing, that iron could be anywhere, in a linen closet. I mean, that you like,
you literally
go into people's rooms like,
you don't know
where
did
you hide the iron?
Have you seen the iron?
Right. So I have started to pick my clothes out at night and iron at night. And I have been incredibly impressed how that getting that extra 15 minutes. But I like the idea of starting to create, not just doing that, but creating a whole routine around it. So I'd have to take that one for myself. What I have is, you know, I know we all have big goals, but, you know, what I have is for finishing the year strong is to, how do I want to say this? Divide those big goals into small weekly goals, right? So, for example, I actually stole this from you, Demetra. Instead of saying I'm going to the gym 5 times this week, I say I'm going to get 5 hours of cardio. So then if you miss a day, like, you're not off task. You're not behind.
Because
you can go.
That's right. You haven't failed.
So you're like, okay, I can get an hour walk this morning and an hour evening, what have you. But you're not like, okay, I missed that day because the goal wasn't broken into days. The goal was broken into hours. And so divide your goals into increments that work for you.
Right. And that way you have grace in there so that you can get to it. I love that. That is a... really, and you're right, I definitely am a big believer in that. And that can also be at work. Like, I want to hit talk to 3 prospects this week. So if you don't call any prospects on Monday, you still have 4 more days to get to your 3 prospects. And so that's how you can implement that even in the office with your routine. So the fifth, I guess, thing that we're at, the fifth point I have is do the work. So I feel like we're becoming a culture of talking about doing the work instead of doing the work.
Like the keyboard activist.
We want to accomplish yes. And so we want to get promoted. We want to do, but we don't want to do any work. And so to me, what I mean by that is, as much as we encourage you to listen to a podcast, that's not the work, right? So that can be the beginning towards the work, but the work is getting the workout in, not listening to a podcast about working out, right? So the work is taking a class because you're not great at Excel, and every time you have to do something with Excel, you're frustrated. But you can't just listen to a podcast or do it on or watch somebody on Instagram talking about Excel. You need to go take
or get in the office 30 minutes early every day, right? Like, actually saying, like, yeah,
right. Or going to a therapy appointment. You're having trouble with relationships. You realize that you don't have deepening connections with people. So I'm like, no, go ahead and just do the work. Go get your mammogram. Go get your prostate exam. Do the actual work, not just talk about or the things that I feel like now look like the work, but they're not actually substantively.
I love that. Do actually go and, like, as one of my coaches used to say, it's a bar fight. Get in there and hit somebody. right. Don't just be the person looking around.
Right.
Like, get in there and hit somebody. Get in there and do the work. That's going to dovetail nicely into my next point, which is find your community of people with similar goals. This is important. This is so important, right? when you are trying to lose weight, you cannot hang out with your happy hour friends that are eating cheese fries and going to happy hour. When you're trying to get after it and take an extra class and be more productive, you need to be with the nerdy, wordy people, the people who do get up early and get in the office early and whatnot. So you've got to find your community of people with
Your accountability partners.
Right, because they're going to be you're doing. It reminds me of when we were in high school and I had somebody ask me, I said, well, you've always been cool. I said, not really. I just always hung out with the people that were doing what I was doing. So I hung out with the other athletes and the kids that were in the band and the kids that went to church with us. Right. So I wasn't trying to hang out with people who were doing things that I wasn't doing. And it's the same thing when you're trying to achieve your goals as an adult. You don't like see the red birds hanging out with the bluebirds.
You don't see the red birds with the bluebirds.
They don't hang out
together.
Those are not their people.
Hang out together. She always said that. Those are not their people. So you got to find your people, find your tribe, which goes right nicely into my next point, which is refresh your relationships. So you're talking about creating sort of new relationships or making sure you find a count. But I'm saying that a lot of times, especially at work, we're not where we want to be because we're trying to do everything solo dolo. And most of life, and most of which is going back to what you're saying, even with accountability partners, most of achievement comes with working with others, with having good relationships with others. And you used to say this all the time is, you know, you can't wait till you need things to call people. So that means you have to constantly be working on your relationships. And this is something I really want to press upon the homies, because I think we're having this culture, especially as minorities and women, that like, oh, I'm so direct, I'm so ambitious, I'm so successful that I can't have friends. You know, people always hating on me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're not that great that you can't have successful
relationships. Everybody now is a cartoon character on social media.
This is America. Got you slipping up.
They all have nemesis, right? And I'm like,
right?
Who are these people with the nemesis? And if you don't know how to cultivate relationships, look what that looks like is writing down a list of people that you want to stay in touch with and cycling that and literally calling them and saying, hey, I want to get together for a cup of coffee. I want to go for a walk with you, or let's work out. Let's grab a spin class together. And then that's how you stay in touch with people, so that when you do need something, you're not only calling people when you need something. So I love that idea.
And like you said, a handful of people might actually be intimidated by you. But let's say in the grand scheme of things, that's five people.
That would be a lot. Right,
I feel
right.
Like to have five people who, and you know who that is in the grand scheme of things? Nobody. In the grand scheme of the number of people you know, if five people are actually your haters, right, that's nobody. And so I think of it like this. Oprah Winfrey is one of the most successful, amazing business people, and she has all kind of relationships. I mean, good friendships. We're not just talking about, you know what I mean, like business relationships, friendships. So you too, right, need to, should
you don't ever hear her saying, like, you know, me and Gail used to be cool, but I just blew up so that, you know, she just was such a hater. Stop.
That she couldn't.
Right, like, stop that. Next tip, and we talk a lot about this, remove the barriers. And I'm really talking about the mental barriers, right? And what I mean by that is, everybody has a reason why they can't do something, right? You know, I can't do that because I'm not a morning person. I can't do that because, stop telling yourself that. And Real Talk Kim says, don't speak negativity or even joke about negative stuff because your spirit doesn't know the difference. And so when you're looking at these goals and you're listening, I don't want you to say, hey, I can't get up and do workout. I can't get to work 30 minutes early. Tell yourself that everything that's on there, every goal you have, it is achievable in bite-sized increments, but it's there for you. And the only person stopping you from doing them is you. So get that negativity out of your mind.
I remember years ago when the Purpose Driven Life book was out, and Rick Warren said, he starts the book and he says, there is enough time to do everything you want to do. And if you're not doing the things you want to do, you probably,
I remember him say that, you watch
too
it too much TV. Yeah.
And I would say today, or you, right, you're on social media too much.
Or you're asleep.
Like you said, you're spending too much time doing nothing, right? You just, you know, like, so like you said, you're just probably losing things. So remove that. I like that. Remove that negative talk and that barrier. My next tip is create and refine your elevator pitch. So whether you're an entrepreneur, meaning you work inside of an organization, or you're an entrepreneur, you need to quickly be able to tell someone what you do that is valuable to them. So if you were on the elevator, you got on the elevator, the door shut with the CEO of your company, and he was like, or she was like, what do you do for us? You need to quickly be able to say what you do that's valuable. And that can't be, you know, I work in accounting. And so I was thinking about that for even us, like even if I was telling somebody about corporate homing, I probably would say we take the unwritten rules of corporate America and motivate and inspire your employees to make them more productive, which in turn makes your organization more successful.
So I love this because, you know, the bank sent me last summer to some training that was all about this. And they called it creating your own personal mission statement, right, of what you do. So that you don't say things like, I'm a lawyer, I'm an architect, I'm a financial advisor. So in other words, you say things like, what do you do for a living, Venture? I've been working in financial services and I help high net worth families and businesses achieve economic success and financial security. And I've been doing that for about 17 years and I'm very passionate about it. That's a lot different than I'm a financial advisor. I'm a wealth advisor.
That's, I'm a wealth advisor.
I do big law, right?
Right.
So, and then, you know, for me, I really took this personal for 2019. This is one of my goals, is I decided the idea of essentially, I said, I'm not going to have all these friends because I know so many people that you don't know what they do. Like, and so then you can't send them business and they can't send you business because they don't know what you do. And I've made a point. I sat down with all of my friends this year because they're real estate attorneys and they're commercial real estate brokers. And I said, one of my goals for 2019 is to do business with my friends. And so I really want to sit down and see how we can. And it has worked. I've had more referrals come to me this year from boards that I've sat on because I basically got in there and I said, I want your business. But like, I want to be intentional about us doing business together. So I love like this elevator pitch, mission statement, because it's all feeding into the same thing. So sorry, I got a little bit there on a tangent, but I think it's good.
No, not at all. Yeah.
My last tip is, I know Demetri always talks about gracing yourself. Celebrate small milestones. That's what keeps you going, right? You're going to have some successes as you move through there. So you need to be able to say, okay, like you said, if one of your goals is to get more business or what have you, when you get something, say like, hey, this is working. Because what happens when good things are happening to us, we tend to act like we're being lucky and we forget we're not being lucky. It's all this practice and intentionality that we put into it. So you need to remind yourself of that so that you keep doing it.
Yeah. So my last tip is,
Read a book.
If you have not read a book, right. If you have not read a book, like, you can't really be A1 amazing if you're not reading. Read a book. Read a book in your industry. Read a book for your self-care. Read a book for your self-awareness. Read a book. You know, all very studies show over and over again, and we've talked about this on the podcast, very successful people read. And we've had some homies come back to us and say, well, I don't like to sit down and read. I don't mean physically. You can audiobook. You can do all, I don't get it on your Kindle. I just mean
information.
Consume a book, in a book, not just an article.
I tell you,
one
of our friends, one of the homies I think that's the best at this, I've never been on a trip with Randy Irvin when he didn't have a book. He always has a book.
I know. He always reads.
Even when he's telling stories, he's like, oh, I was on this business trip and I was sitting at dinner, I was reading my book. I mean, like you said, there just are not any successful people who don't read.
And one thing I love about Randy is he reads all kind of books. I've seen him with relationship books. I've seen him with business books. I've seen him with autobiographies.
Right. Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be one genre. Oh, I was going to say this. And then I had a bonus. If you haven't changed your toothbrush in 2019, change your toothbrush.
Like, I don't know who needs to hear this.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you haven't, changed your toothbrush.
You're a few months behind.
Bonus, change your toothbrush.
Say, you can have that
change
one for
your
free.
Toothbrush. For free. Start 2020.
But no, hopefully these have been some tips that will help you get yourself jump started as you finish not only the year, not only the quarter, but as you finish the decade.
Yes, thanks for listening. If you have any feedback on the tips or something else or another topic that you'd like to see us discuss, please feel free to send us an email at questions@corporatehoming. If you are interested in having us come and speak to your organization in 2020, please feel free to reach out. You can send those requests to info.
And you can find us on all things social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, always the handle of Corporate Homie. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.